Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Episode of Good Day Health on the air now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, where he works. He's actually the chief cook and bottle washer. When there's a problem, everybody goes to Ken. Lake Cardiology. Promoted. Yeah, right. Well, listen, you got to know what's going on in your own shop. So Ken comes to us courtesy of the First Amendment. Second Amendment. No, Second Amendment is guns. First Amendment is freedom of speech. I always get those two mixed up. Isn't that funny? How we can, they're so different, and yet they involve basic freedoms. Freedom to live your life as you will and to learn as you can. Dr. Ken is a great teacher, a researcher, and a cardiologist all rolled into one. And we're here to go through a lot of the research that he's done this past week on the various journals, starting with COVID. I guess we seem to not be able to get away from that. There is some good news here with regard to physical activity, Ken, that you found out about and how that works with the vaccines.
Yeah, it seems that regular physical activity will boost the effectiveness of the vaccine. I think physical activity in general, with or without a vaccine,
sure,
is good for so many reasons. But the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week publishes a long-term follow-up study showing that people who got their vaccinations and then subsequently were very active physically had a better effectiveness of the vaccine than those who didn't. Just another good reason to point out my favorite drug of all is exercise.
That's it. Exercise, those jumping jacks, keep moving. That's what I say to people. They want to know how I stay in shape at my age or how I keep so busy. I just keep moving. And part of that is what has been taught. You and I have talked about it, and I think that's why I say you're a teacher, much as anything else. All right, so the director of the Center for Disease Confusion has tested positive for COVID. How many shots has she had?
That's a good question. Well, for the best I can tell, at least four, maybe five. And that does point out that these shots don't prevent disease. She's saying that she's home, staying away from everybody, and only has mild symptoms. I'm just quoting you what the quotes are saying.
Right.
And I think she would say that her disease is mild because she's had all these jabs, but there is so much confusion among everybody about all this. I'm not going to add to it. I'm just pointing out that the irony, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, we hope she gets better, but she is home with COVID.
All right. So now, looking at the information that comes from the Centers for Disease Confusion, the number of increased cases of maternal mortality have increased under COVID. Why would that be, Ken?
Well, we have mentioned this in the past couple of years, but sadly, in 2020 and 2021, there was a big jump in mortality, in maternal mortality, and this is a risk factor for dying from COVID-19 when you're pregnant. And this is why we've been urging people who are planning on getting pregnant, and even when you discover that you're pregnant, to get vaccinated. And this points out, this report, a 25% increase in maternal mortality in the COVID years 2020 and 2021.
All right, let's go back to a conversation that you and I had on Good Day Health last week regarding this recent research information into COVID-19 at Boston University. Since I started talking about it, it has been referred to as the Frankenstein virus, and there are more and more articles. There are people at BU and people at the Center for Disease Confusion who are saying this is not true, and you and I, you like to call it breaking news. It was just hitting sort of the surface last last week when you and I talked, so there's a lot more info out about it now. What do you make of the claims that this biosecurity lab at BU was probing into the this new creation of a virus that was much more dangerous than anything we've seen?
You know, I have to be frank. I've been watching for this, and down here in Florida, we haven't heard anything about this in the last week.
Really?
And, you know, you're right in the neighborhood. So what? Well, tell me what you're hearing.
Well, I just the newest thing is that it is they refer to it, the people writing, a couple of medical journals that are on this, they refer to it as the Frankenstein virus. It's something that is obviously very dangerous. And but is it true? The people at BU at first admitted they were doing it, and then they must have been told by somebody to keep quiet.
Well, that's where we were. That's where we were last week. And
yeah.
They were denying it, and that's what we heard last week. And then I didn't hear anything further. And the reports I'm seeing, you know, are 7 days old. Everything that I'm even seeing on the internet are 7 days old. So that's why I was, so I actually didn't hear any new follow up. So and you are right in the neighborhood. You're a few miles away.
Yeah.
I was curious.
It was all over the place in the local news media here. And then a couple of days after the news broke that they had created this strain of SARS dash, they call it SARS dash COVID 2 in their labs. Then people are saying, okay, this is the Frankenstein virus, but now they're backpedaling because of all of the focus on how dangerous it is. And it is. I mean, if what's going on, if what has been in the news media, if what they are saying is going on, it's dangerous. The people at BU said that the news media has misconstrued what the institution is really doing. But they didn't explain what they meant by misconstruing it. So it looks like this is being twisted and turned. And that's, you know, if you can't get the information, if they stonewall you, this is the same. BU looks like they're operating the same as the Chinese government. Well, we don't have any information on that. Or whatever information, which is embarrassing, they say, oh, it's not true. So how many times do we hear that from the Chinese about what was going on? And it proved that what the world thought, that it was created in a lab and let go on purpose, was true. Okay, anyway, so I just thought
I'll give you the same advice I gave you last week. Get people from BU, interview on the air.
Well, they won't talk now. They've been told to keep quiet, so that's what they're doing. They're keeping quiet.
I guess, that may say something.
Tells you something. Yeah, exactly. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening. thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit CreonInfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's CreonInfo.com.
Here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our weekly visit on Good Day Health. You can find all the podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com. Should you care to follow up, Dr. Ken also available for consultations pretty much around the clock. You can call his office during the day at 352-735-1400. People from around his local area in Central Florida come. There are people all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country listening to this program. That are desirous of speaking to Dr. Ken, and it's just a phone call away. It's easy, and the effectiveness of him helping you out is legion. People tell you stories, thousands of people who've been helped by Ken. So help yourself if you'd like another opinion or you have a cardiological problem. 352-735-1400. I go slow enough, I guess I did. Yep, okay. Now, let's get to Ken and something that was in the European Heart Journal. He reads all these heart publications, all of the publications. What happens when you have a low, like you and I talk about my blood pressure being really very comfortable at 110 over 70. What does that mean for the future in terms of dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of stuff? That's the study, right?
Yes, it's very encouraging because there still really isn't great medications to specifically treat or prevent dementia. And what we need to do is look for the best we have at the moment. And one of the best we have at the moment was published this week in the European Heart Journal, that getting your blood pressure down actually seems to prevent the onset of dementia. So whatever you have, Doug, we gave you that watch, whatever you have, to check your blood pressure. It's a good idea, and it's a nice way you can take hold of this and dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia. And this is out this week in the European Heart Journal.
Know what's going on in your body. That's your job. It's not Ken's job, not my job, not your doctor's job. It's your job. You get good doctors, they'll encourage you to keep yourself up on what's going on with your body. After all, don't you want to know what's going on in your body so you can fix what may be problems? Maybe if it's really a good doctor, the preventative kind, you are going to eliminate problems before they really become a problem, which is even better. Now, speaking of problems, these damn e-cigarettes and your specialty in heart disease, you found out one more thing about e-cigarettes that's not good for the heart.
When things get bad, sometimes they just continue to get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a good reason anymore to even think of using these e-cigarettes. And if this doesn't put the old nail in the coffin, I don't know what does. This comes out of Nature Communications this week, Doug. These e-cigarettes, they appear to create dangerous rhythms in the heart that can lead to you collapsing, a sudden death, dying, not waking up. And there appear to be chemicals in e-cigarettes just to increase the risk of having life-threatening heart rhythm issues. Out of Nature Communications this week, get rid of those e-cigarettes. You're not using them for your health.
You know, I don't think, I used to have some friends that used to smoke and they used them for a while, they got off of them. I don't see any adults using them these days at all. I see kids in high school and college to a lesser degree, but the kids in high school that are experimenting, I see them using them still.
I see the same thing. They were initially brought out as a bridge to getting off cigarettes, and therefore adults weren't using it. And then we realized that they're just as hazardous and maybe more hazardous. They're not a good bridge. And now, you know, it is as you say.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our weekly visit on Good Day Health. This program airs actually all around the clock, all around the world here. It's available during the week, early in the morning. It's available on lots of radio stations over the weekend. And you can always get it at gooddayhealthshow.com, the entire show or the podcast. Help yourself to information that hopefully will help you live better in terms of what medicines you're on or you aren't on and what's going on in your body. So I just saw this. There's a medication recall that comes from some company called Aurobindo Pharma. It's a blood pressure medication called Quinapril. You must be familiar with that, right? Yeah. What do you know about Quinapril? Sure. What's the story?
Quinapril is one of the so-called ACE inhibitor drugs, Zestril, Lisinopril, Ramipril, the prills, very commonly used to lower blood pressure for heart failure. They also help to make the coronaries more healthy as an added benefit. Very commonly used drugs. And Quinapril is a generic for Acupril. It's just one of the choices. Talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctors. There's many cousins in the same family you can substitute.
Miami Herald is carrying a story today, Ken, about this recall. I do, on the farm show every week, we do recalls. There are usually one a day, some kind of food, some kind of a problem, packaged food usually. This is the first time, and I'm sure this is not the first time it's happened, first time I can remember something like this where a medication was recalled. Is this fairly common?
It unfortunately has not been common. Pfizer states they're voluntarily recalling 5 lots of Quinapril. Acupril is the brand. This is, again, distributed by Pfizer. And apparently the presence of nitrosamines were discovered. And it's just good they're testing this and wondering where this is actually manufactured and how this problem occurred. Hopefully they'll really investigate this because this is something we don't want. We don't want our drug contaminated, and that's why we've got to move all of this stuff back to America so we can watch it carefully.
Yes, amen to that. That's very true. Yep, get it out of the hands of the Chinese, who don't seem to be too concerned.
That's where most of the antibiotics are made. You know, you get a generic, antibiotic. Look on the label and see where it's made.
And if it doesn't say made in China, it'll say made in PRC, which is the People's Republic of China. Same thing. All right, they've been so much criticized, and they're taking it in the neck, so they're trying to mask stuff by putting on it the PRC label instead of China, but PRC and China are the same thing. Kind of reminds me of the time there was a situation in Japan where they had been making various products, and because we had at the time an aversion, this after World War II, so Americans weren't too crazy about the Japanese. So instead of saying made in Japan for the products that were coming from Japan, they renamed a city in Japan Yuza. And so they changed the label, and it said made in USA. So people thought it was made in our country, but it was made in Yuza, Japan. Well, so... yeah, there you go. How about them apples, right? Kind of, it seems kind of silly, but, you know, listen, people fall for all kinds of stuff. Moving along, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen will continue with more questions and answers and stories from the medical world, help from all the research. Stand by for that as we continue here.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist killed 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Second half hour here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health for this week. The focus on marijuana. People take, I know you are, you're consistent. You're a death on marijuana for a lot of good reasons. I get it. A lot of people use marijuana because they have pain after surgery. They have in pain and marijuana seems to lessen it. Anybody I know who uses stuff, they use it to get to sleep or they use it as your suggestion. There are topical uses though that wouldn't be bad, I would guess, right? Aren't there topical THC products that would be better than smoking, or can we separate the two, Ken, do you think?
Well, it's not, they're the same but different. I mean, certainly how, I don't understand the question. I mean, certainly how, when you're using a similar active ingredient, it's similar, yeah. But if you apply it and take it differently, it can affect things a
little differently.
Instead
of ingesting the smoke, put this on topically. That's what I'm suggesting is a better use for the same stuff.
It depends what the indication is. But I think what the article that we're talking about that you're referring to, we're kind of mixing things up. Let's just untangle this for a second. The article and the comment that occurred this week at the annual meeting of the American Society of Anesthesiologists deals with recreational use of marijuana. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to point out is that in people who use marijuana recreationally, their pain after surgery may be worse than those who don't recreationally use marijuana. So that's what this report is trying to point out.
Okay. So it speaks for itself then. In essence.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. There's a lot of focus on what people are calling the triple-demic. It seems to me we touched on this a little bit last week. And so maybe, but there seems to be more information, or at least more use of the term triple-demic. We got the flu. We got COVID. What's the third rung in this ladder? Triple-demic.
In terms of COVID?
Yeah, I mean, this is becoming much used, and I'm not sure that there's a... It's referred to as a threat.
You're talking about the third virus, which is RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, that's spreading especially among the youth.
Children.
Young. So
yes.
The triple-demic, so the flu, COVID-19... was the twin-demic, and the triple-demic is the additional respiratory syncytial virus, or also called RSV. And this is a virus, sadly, affects mostly our children, and it's been hospitalizing a lot of children. And I think that's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think it's out there. So do children get shots for this? Are there shots available, or is there vaccine available for this sort of thing?
No, your best efforts to try to prevent it and then to treat it and to try and keep them well, but unfortunately, too many do end up in the hospital.
See, because what I was wondering, we said early on here and elsewhere, that the shots for children were unproven. This is when they were first available for youngsters. And I wonder how much more, because both of my grandsons have had the shots. One is just barely, not quite a year old, had his first shot. It was very low dosage. And then my other son has had all of the shots that are available for youngsters to take. And so I worried a little bit early on because it seemed unproven what the ingredients were. But I guess I was concerned about that for adults as well. Now I don't know that I'm so concerned, except maybe some of this stuff. You know, this is the what if that science jumps off the plane with, because they don't know what's going to be the circuit. Let's 35 years from now.
Let me try and put this in perspective. The development of a vaccine for RSV is a very high priority right now, but it's experimental, and it's not yet ready for prime time. And unfortunately, RSV is very contagious. It's usually mild, but it can be severely affecting a person, and it can affect the lungs and respiratory systems of older Americans. So it is a concern, but it's on high priority to find a vaccine for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get back to another. This is off of the COVID and off of the heart wheel. This is a focus on diabetes, which I guess does affect your heart. There's a study focused on your trigger finger, which I find interesting because isn't that your index finger? Isn't that a better way of referring to it? Trigger finger.
If you see it in a bent position, it's usually a sign of diabetes. This comes out of diabetes care. So if you see people with a bent finger, you probably can make the diagnosis. Doctors should take note of this. And the thought is that the diabetes affects the tendons in the finger so that it doesn't move as it should and it stays in a fixed position. And just another good reason to make sure you know your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. There's a study on medication along with diet and exercise being used to treat obesity. What's the latest there? Because that's a big problem.
So this is very, Yeah, this is very exciting. This is going to be a huge, growing area of drug development. Just mark my word, you heard it here, that in the next few years, this is going to be a huge new area of treating. Because we have learned that obesity, which is a biological disease from most of it, it affects right now more than 4 in 10 American adults. Yeah. That's up from 30% just two decades ago. And there were new treatment guidelines for obesity that were issued by the American Gastroenterological Association just this week. And they state that medications, when paired with healthy eating and regular physical activity, are the first-line medical options to be used as initial treatment and can result in moderate weight loss. So this is the addition of 4 drugs. And when we have some time, I'll tell you the 4 drugs they're recommending to consider.
All right, let's get to that in a matter of moments here. Dr. Ken, as long as we're talking about obesity, overweight problems, let's talk about Calitrin for a moment here on Good Day Health. Calitrin is the only natural weight loss formula available in America, and I dare say around the world, that doesn't have any stimulant in it at all, doesn't, you know, caffeine, that kind of stuff, doesn't have any drugs in it at all. There are a lot of people that go on programs, lose the weight. Yep, that's the first goal, is to get rid of the weight, right? So some people do it in a dangerous way because using a lot of stimulants and drugs, not good for the rest of your body. You could lose the weight, but at what price? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the fabulous way to lose weight. It's America's number one choice to do it. The simple, non-toxic way. And to get to the information, because there's so much of it, I can't in 60 seconds tell you, other than point you in the right direction, I could tell you about Calitrin in a general sense, tell you how it works, how many people have taken it. Go to their website, though, toploss.com. If this idea intrigues you and you're interested in losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off, that's the goal. Losing, number one goal, keeping it off, number two goal. See how this program can be right for you. Please go to toploss.com, their website. Look at all of the information that's there on how it works, the people who have had success with it, all of that. And then order by using the, and you go to the site, there's an order page. When you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. There is the continuing focus now for another week or so on the fabulous fall special. You can get as many bottles of this as you like, whether it's 3, whether it's 6, whether it's 10, and get an equal number without having to pay for it. That's the deal. It's so right for pretty much everybody. Make sure you've checked it out at toploss.com. That's Calitrin. Ask for it by name.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app.
Just push that little button there and report your claim.
Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
With Dr. Ken Kronos here. All right, let's get to what you were just suggesting, these four drugs that are used most frequently to treat obesity, and are there two or three or one of them that's more successful than others?
Sure. Okay, these are the four drugs that the American Gastroenterological Association listed in their new guidelines just published in Gastroenterology this week, to treat obesity or overweight if it's associated with medical conditions. But this is especially if your BMI is over 30. That's how obesity is defined. Overweight is when the BMI is over 25. And amazingly, a whopping 4 in 10 American adults are now with a BMI over 30. Wow. Obesity. That is really scary. Boy, do we need a project in America for exercise as we had in America when you and I were young boys and girls.
That's for sure, yeah.
And, boy, does that need to be reintroduced. But in this report, which is breaking news, the American Gastroenterological Association, you know, that's as mainstream medicine as it comes for the GI yeah. tract. Yeah. They list four drugs, and I'm just, you know, it's not an editorial. I'm just reporting what's been reported. And the four drugs and the amount of weight loss percentage that they're reporting, which is the other part of the question you just asked me, I'll tell you. So the four drugs, and I'll give you the percent with each one that you see you lose. So Wegovy, and the brand is Wegovy, the scientific name, and these are tough names, these scientific names.
Yeah,
semaglutide, semaglutide, and this is the one that's most effective. This is impressive. 10.8% of your weight loss percentage. 10.8%. So if you weigh, if you weigh 200 pounds, that's a 21-pound weight loss, which is pretty amazing. And that's why I beg of you to try and even find this drug. There's a national shortage of this drug, and it's a very hard drug to come by because it's been recommended and it is so effective.
Well, what's the ingredient that makes it so hard to get? Well, they just keep making more of it if there's a demand for it.
You have to ask the manufacturer. That's a good question.
Sounds like maybe they, you know, some of the problems we have with supply side, there's stuff that's not getting through.
Well, the word is that Hollywood is really interested in this drug, and they're getting it. I mean, I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's out on social media, and you know, who knows what you can believe. I don't want to pass along rumors, but there's a lot of discussion that you know, this is a hot Hollywood drug, and that's where the supply is going. But a lot of, and I don't want to speculate, but there are a lot of people wondering why and can't answer the question that you're asking, because try and find this drug. It's really tough. But hopefully they will find it. And I guess we're going to get some more time and we'll go over the other three.
Yeah, stand by. 10 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next. Questions for Dr. Ken.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes? by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour now, it's time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. His clinic is available pretty much around the clock for those people who have cardiological problems, heart problems, congestion, whatever it is. But the good thing about Ken is that he's available and he's knowledgeable about pretty much everything that's going on in your body. So if you need another opinion, your doctor said, hey, this is the problem, and maybe you don't feel like it is the problem, get a hold of Ken through his office at 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will be here to answer the first question, can exercise combat anxiety? That comes up right after this.
Depression is a common mental health condition with more than an estimated 20 million American adults across the country impacted each year. As digital solutions continue to gain momentum in healthcare, many people are turning to mental health apps for help. Here's behavioral scientist and licensed clinical psychologist Dr. Sherry Pagotu.
There are a variety of mental health apps available to use, ranging from general wellness apps to digital therapeutics. Each is different, and it can be overwhelming to tell them all apart.
Understanding your options starts with understanding what makes these apps different.
Wellness apps are intended to promote healthy behaviors, while digital therapeutics may help manage or treat a medical condition, often under a clinician's direction. They must also meet standards for clinical evidence and privacy. Prescription digital therapeutics are similar, but are authorized by the FDA and must be prescribed by a doctor.
For help navigating the vast world of mental health apps, visit bit.ly/bhmentalhealthapps. That is bit.ly/bhmentalhealthapps.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Questions for Dr. Ken. So, exercise. This is, what do you call it, your favorite drug? And that as it turns out, is how we apply it to the body, the physical. But do you think exercise also can combat one's if anxiety is it or whatever mental stress is going on? How does exercise work there?
Absolutely. In many, exercise is a very effective first treatment of anxiety, and for many can avoid actual drug therapy. And the reason why exercise works for so many, Doug, is because engaging in exercise actually diverts your attention from the very things that may be triggering your anxiety. Moving your body, it decreases muscle tension, which is associated with anxiety, and also getting your heart rate up from exercise can have effects and changes in your brain, which just will directly treat the anxiety.
All right, here's a question about going to bed too early. If, in fact, you are sleeping too much, apparently there's some information that suggests that it increases the risk of dementia. Is that, why would that be the case with too much rest? I thought no matter how much sleep isn't, no matter what sleep, amount of sleep you get, isn't it good for you? Resting, good for your head, good for your body. Apparently that's not always the case.
No, actually there's, the ideal number is 7 hours, and a little more, a little less, maybe okay, but 7 hours per night seems to be ideal. And what you're referring to is a recent study that shows that getting more than 9 hours of sleep a night is associated with a higher risk of dementia. And, you know, whether it's cause and effect is hard to know. There may be other things going on why you're getting so much sleep, but it's an observation that if you're sleeping 9 hours or more, there's an issue, and my recommendation would be to start off with the primary care doctor and get a head-to-toe checkup for why you're needing so much sleep and identify the cause.
We're almost at the end of our time. I saw something, because we're in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. We're pretty much finished with the month now. But there's new information about chemotherapy being sufficient instead of surgery. Now, there are apparently certain types of tumors that are better treated with this chemo in a pill. That sounds like it makes sense to you. It sounds interesting.
Right. There is a recent report that some patients may be able to skip surgery with the new chemotherapy. And this is just advances in it. It's a small trial, and I think we need to learn more about it. It's not for all breast cancers. Talk to your oncologist, your cancer specialist about this.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiological specialist here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.